You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We're here with Andrew Staten from Jung Fan Journal. Bruce Lee has been incredibly inspirational and influential to you throughout your life. Can you tell us exactly what effect Bruce has had on you?
Yeah, I think I've told this story many times, but I never get tired of telling it. And I think we hear it quite often with a lot of people. But when I was a youngster, in the age of about 14, 15, I was quite a poorly child. I had asthma, and I was kind of bullied at school. Not terribly bullied, but bullied mentally, because I was ill. I skipped football and I skipped rugby, the classic English games. And so therefore I was penalised by my sort of like peers in my class, because they thought, oh, you know, he's skiving off these things, and I got to do my homework while they were freezing themselves to death playing football or rugby on a field. It was a long time ago, and I was in a bakery doing a part-time job on a Saturday, and two lads were jumping around a bakehouse. And I says, what the hell have you seen here? Why are you doing this? We've been to see a movie, they said. I said, what kind of movie? He said, we've been to see a kung fu movie. And I went, oh, like David Carradine. I said, oh, that's slow motion and quite philosophical, and I was quite happy with that. And I thought, oh, that's fantastic. I like that. And he said, no, it's not that. It's not slow motion or anything like that. And, oh, it's real fighting. It's real jumping all over and throwing kicks and punches and jumping into the air. And I went, you are. And the film, I says, what's this film? It's called King Boxer. So I thought, oh, okay, right. Anyway, we went to see this King Boxer. We snuck into the cinema being young. It was totally different to the David Carradine stuff. You know, it was proper hard martial arts. And there was a bit in King Boxer where he pulls the eyeballs out of one of the students. And you went, oh, that's nasty, you know, and terrible things. And I thought, oh my goodness me, you know. But it did inspire me. I thought, well, you know, that's all right. And I kind of had an idea, and everybody started thinking about going to karate lessons. And I thought, oh, yeah, karate. Yeah, okay. And then all of a sudden, it was February the 13th. It got released January the 13th in 1974, and I went to the cinema because there was lots of adverts on television for a film called Enter the Dragon, and you could see this guy, and he was doing martial arts, and it looked really fantastic sound effects and stuff like that. And I went, oh yeah, that sounds good. And I thought, oh yeah, I'll have a bit of this. And So I said to my mate Dave Michael Elwood, I said, can we go see Enter the Dragon? He said, yeah, yeah, all right. And we had a deal then. He used to love horror movies. So he'd go to see a Dracula movie or some sort of like Succubus or something like that. And I'd be sort of like screaming because I'd have nightmares after I'd watched one of these horror movies. And then I said, well, I'll tell you what the deal is. I says, we'll go see one of your horror movies if we can go see a Bruce Lee movie. Well, I got to see a horror movie for 3 weeks because I couldn't get to see Enter the Dragon. It was queue everywhere. He said, oh, we're not waiting this queue. We've got hours. So anyway, by the third week, I says, look, we're going to go early. So we went, and it was kind of a sort of like a total sort of like euphoria when you were in there. You thought, I'm in the cinema here, but you were really in there with Bruce, you know, and everything he did, all the punches, he sounded so loud and everything meant something. And especially when he squares up with Bob Wall, and it's dead quiet for a second, then he goes, bang! And you nearly jumped out your seat when Bruce does the first hit, and you think, Jesus, if I was behind that, I'd be down, you know, I wouldn't be getting up again. And I think it was early on that they set me up, because in them days, I'm not like I was then, I was really, really thin, really, really weak. And I saw this little skinny guy on the, you know, all these muscles rippling, but there was no fat on him, nothing at all, no fat. I thought, that's interesting. And I thought, crumbs, if I could get 10% of that, I might be going somewhere, because, you know, I was kind of really demure and you know, had no confidence whatsoever. And so basically I lost, got totally lost with Bruce. And it was so funny when he came out of the cinema, because everybody making Bruce Lee's noises and kicking in the air and stuff like that. And you thought, crumbs, Bruce had put the energy onto the celluloid, you know, he was there and he really did everything. And it was only a couple of weeks later that they just said, oh, Bruce Lee's dead. And I went, oh my God, you know, I just discovered this guy and he's gone. And I was up in Scotland with mum and dad on a holiday, and they found a magazine called Kung Fu Monthly. And I had to read it. I sort of like consumed it. I didn't read it, I consumed it. And it became, my dad bought me every issue and stuff like that. And I became possessed. And this became called the Kung Fu craze. And I was whipped up into it. And it was amazing. And it was only till later that you really realised that Bruce started having an influence on you. And because he'd done so much, and it started really with the training. So because Bruce Lee was a martial artist, and there was no Wing Chun or anything that Bruce had been doing in the area of Leeds I was, I thought, oh. So the only thing you had was Shotokan karate, or a kind of karate. So I went and learned karate, and it was rock hard. I mean, these guys were as tough as nails, you know, people who would knock down walls with the feet and stuff like that, you know, to prove how good they were. I used to come home with bruises on my body, and my mother said, I thought you were going to learn how to defend yourself, not go out, come back with bruises all over your body. And then I thought, yeah, she's right. So after a while, I thought, I better do something different. And there was a talk of another system called Aikido, and I thought, oh, I've got that. And I went through quite a few different systems, including Tai Chi, and ended up with Wing Chun. And once I got to Wing Chun, I really felt that this was it. This was where Bruce had been. This was sort of like the mother art of Bruce Lee to a certain extent. This is where it started with. And I fought very hard to keep Wing Chun in Leeds at that time. And I was under a guy called Sifu, it'll come to me in a minute. This is what happens when you get old. Brian Hook, and Brian was just an absolute star. He was possessed with it. He consumed Wing Chun. He devoured it. It was lovely to see, because he actually knew where he was going with it and everything. And of course, that led me to needing meeting Ip Chun and stuff like that. And then after a while, after us being really, really driven and Bruce driving me, I was invited to write for Martial Arts Illustrated because I'd appeared in a newspaper article because people had asked me about bits and pieces and I'd been involved with Bruce Lee Society and had taken over Bruce Lee Collectors Club with some other guys. And also, it just went on and on and on. And when you look at it 50 years on now, you're thinking, I was there 50 years ago. And I'd just like to wrap this up with a sort of like going so fast through what my little life has been. But because Bruce Lee drove me and I was so determined to find things, I basically ended up in doing a documentary, magazine writing, books, you know, as everything and anything that you could think to relay what Bruce Lee was, I've tried to be involved in. And I behind the scenes, I mean, it will come out in my book, is that, you know, I've driven, I mean, there's more documentaries being released in the UK on Bruce Lee than anywhere else in the world. And that's, unfortunately, or fortunately, not blowing my own trumpet, down to me to a certain extent, because I would go to companies and say, look, you want a Bruce Lee, it'll sell. They're only interested in money. But I was thinking to the fan, that the fan needed to see this stuff. And it drove me to getting all these documentaries out. And now my passion is still martial arts movies. And any film that's got martial arts in it or anything like that, I try to be behind it. Because I know Bruce is behind that sort of, there is a little trigger behind all the Marvel and everything else you see there. It all goes back to that one little guy being on that screen 50 years ago, putting his heart and soul onto celluloid and meeting his students like Taki Kimura and Guru Danny Nasanto. These guys have a lot of passion for Bruce. And they pass it down the line, and so have I. And all I wish is that if anything that I've done inspires a young person that's not got a lot of confidence and is feeling a bit demure, and Bruce Lee, through me, is inspired to find themselves, I'll be a happy man.
Social Podcast Network.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.